This old world is filled with disappointment and trouble everywhere. Many times I get discouraged and I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, then we'll sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus and my loved ones gone before. There's a better day a-coming. We're not home yet. There's a land that's filled with milk and honey just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over the sea. So I'll keep watching and waiting in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. Just a few more days to labor. They will sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus.
I don't know about you, but I'm longing
and
to be with you.
And my loved ones gone before.
Hallelujah.
There's a better day a-coming. We're not home.
Hey, I'm going to save a little of that because I want to hear that again later. I hope you can take it with me. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue. Welcome to Open Bible Telecast. It is both a dialogue now and a telecast. And welcome to all of our radio. Welcome to all of our internet. And welcome to all of our Facebook crowd. A great crowd. I mean thousands. All over the world. All the way to Australia. All the way in the countries on this earth. Welcome to every one of you in whatever country you are listening to. We have a lot of listeners in China. I'm amazed at that. We've got listeners everywhere. And today I start a special 6-week series on the pre-tribulation rapture. The pre-tribulation rapture. And today we're going to deal with the many supernatural events of the rapture. The many. I'm going to name for you, and if you're on Facebook, you see them written up there. Are they supposed to be? I hope they are. You know, I'm having to learn a lot of technology that an old man don't supposed to have to learn. But I'm doing my best at it, and I'm loving every minute of it. I promise you that. There's no doubt about it. But all of my Facebook people, now I want at least 500-700 people today on Facebook before we go off. And they'll tune in if you'll just share it. If all of my friends, I've got nearly 5,000, if all of you will share this with all of yours, and if you're going to be one of my friends, you ought to share it because you ought to want this message out there. And so do it right now. Don't wait. Just share. Go right quickly. All you got to do is reach up there and click on the word share, and it will go to all of your dear people. And they may tune in and may not, and they'll hear part of it or hear it later. Hey, I want people involved. We're talking about the grandest event of church history. The grandest event of church history since you were saved. Of course, you being saved. That's number one. Born again. transformed, made new in Christ. But when that rapture takes place, I'm here to tell you that's going to be an event of events. And I want you in the middle of it. Now, I've got some people calling today who are real supporters. This is a six-week period that I'm going to do a telethon. And I'm asking every one of my listeners to call today or through these next weeks. You can call during the week if you want to. But I want you to call and become a part of us. I have got to have your help. I am thinking seriously about each radio station that does not carry its own financial weight that I have to drop because I just don't have the extra money. I've done without a salary many times through these years to be on radio. We've never used no radio money for salaries or anything else. I mean, our church has just kept us going. And I've dedicated all myself to that. And again, I say, I've given up many salaries to stay on radio because I love every one of you in my audience. There's not a one of you I don't care about. I'm looking straight at you to tell you that I love you. And I'm on this radio, on this internet, on this Facebook because I care. I carry the burden of this holy Bible. I carry the burden of this holy Bible. There are too many today that are just preaching a select gospel. You know, whatever seems good. I go to places and hear preachers, and they just preach feel-good sermons. They just want to get people saying amen and shouting and having a little hoopla. But they don't care the burden of getting this message to the hearts of the country and to the hearts of the church and to the heart of the world. He didn't call us just to reach our neighbors, and we love reaching our neighbors. We're doing visitation, reaching family. In 4 or 5 weeks, we've had 5 or 6 different families to visit this church because of knocking on doors. I love that. I'm part of that. But I'm part of you, too, in Australia. I'm part of you up in Ukraine, down in South Africa, down in South America, in the England countries. I'm part of you. And I want this gospel everywhere, and I've got to have your help. I've got to have your help. So this day, today, and in the next 5 weeks, count today be 6, I'm asking for hundreds of you to become a partner with me and to start giving freely to keep this broadcast on the air, okay? Now, number to call, and you've already seen it probably. I'm going to put it up again right now. No reason you cannot have it, okay? There it is in front of you. Write it down. It won't be there but a few minutes. And I'll take it away. I don't want to distract from the program, but I want you involved. And we'll get a call from a businessman, hopefully a one of the station managers. I'm going to have each of them to call during the 6 weeks if they will. If they won't, then that means they probably don't want me on their station. We'll find out that. Okay, I want to hear from you, every one of you. I want you involved. I want you involved. I want you to call and tell these precious people who answer the phone for me. Today we got one dear man and one dear sweetheart, my wife. She's been here 40-some years. She's missed a few, but only because she didn't have any choice, because she is right there beside me, 82, but worth a million. I'm telling you, maybe 2 million. Well, a lot more than that. But it's a joy to come with this broadcast. Now, you can start calling when you're ready, and they'll take the calls, because we got a subject before us that really is breathtaking. I'm telling you. Let me read to you a little bit, okay? But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so them also which sleep in Jesus. That means they're dead. They're in the grave. Sleep with Jesus. who sleep with Jesus will God bring with him. Will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Now listen to this. This we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This is not even Paul's writing. Well, it is his writing. But it's not his words. These are the Lord's words. This we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. The living will not stop the dead. Isn't that wonderful? The living will not prevent the dead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. For the Lord himself, you better not mess with that, folks. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Wait a minute, find my place. But the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Now, I'm going to give you today, that's beautiful, beautiful truth. I hope you like it as much as I do. I'm a man that loves the Bible. If you don't live by the Bible, then you cannot call yourself a Christian. To say you're born again and not love the whole Word of God is just a misnomer. It doesn't fit. It just doesn't gel. If you are born again, you've learned to love the Bible. If not, you just have drifted away until you've lost your first love, and you would have been better off, Peter said, if you'd have never been saved, than after you're saved that you turn from it. Peter said that, 2 Peter chapter 2, you go read it. Hey, listen to me. The coming of the Lord is at the door. I've got 12 things. Now, it's written on the very page in front of you if you're looking at Facebook. You can see the 12 things listed. I'm going to read them, but you can see them. Now, on the internet, you have it in the article that will come to you. It'll be on the internet, okay? In the article that goes with this broadcast. And it'll be sent to thousands who get our emails every Monday. You understand? But I want you to know these 12 things. There are 12 supernatural awesome things that take place when the rapture takes place, all congealed together, all united together. The first is the heart of God knows every living man on the face of this earth, those that are not ready and those that are ready. Now, think of the awesome wisdom of an eternal God by his divine power and spirit through Christ and through the Spirit, knowing the heart of every living soul at that moment of the rapture. That's awesome. That's supernatural beyond my ability to grasp it. Knowing everybody. Are you ready? Are you not ready? See, he cannot choose who's ready if he cannot choose who's not ready. He must know both. So 7 billion people, and God has a perfect picture of every last one of them. That's awesome. That's supernatural. That's wonderful. Then he has a perfect list of every man or woman whose name is written in the book of life. A perfect list of every man or woman whose name is written in the book of life. Not yesterday's list, but this moment's list, the moment of his coming. The moment that he splits the sky, he will have a perfect list in his great, great wisdom of those that's name are written in the book of life. If somebody just got saved 2 minutes before, their name is there. If somebody backslid and their name has been removed, it will be gone there. Either way, or you say, don't remove nobody. You better read your Bible. He does. Then there will be immediately following the rapture, or in conjunction with the rapture, the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ. At that judgment seat, every raptured man or woman, dead or alive, will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. And so he will have a record of all their deeds, good and bad. He will know everything about them. He will know exactly the reward to give them. And that goes directly with the rapture. The judgment seat of Christ is part of this grand event. Do you understand? That's awesome. That's supernatural. Number four, listen. Oh, the numbers are on. Thank you, darling. My wife takes care of me. Did you know I couldn't make it without this woman? Did you know I couldn't make it without this woman I got? Oh, I love my Juanita. All right. The judgment seat of Christ. Everybody that is raptured, he will know everything about them and have a perfect record and picture of their judgment. And they will get their rewards. They will be given their positions. They will be given their honors. They will either, have honors that have been, they may have lost all their reward, But everything about you will be at his disposal the moment of that rapture. And so the judgment seat of Christ is awesomely connected to the pre-trib rapture. Now, he will know the heart of every saint in the graves. He will know the heart, and go all the way back to Adam and Eve, coming all through the generations to 6,000 years. And God will know the heart of everyone so that he can judge everyone. I mean, you're talking about Abraham, you're talking about Isaac, you're talking about Jacob, you're talking about Jeremiah, you're talking about Isaiah, you're talking about Daniel. You're talking about all the prophets and all the great servants of God all through those 4,000 years. And then you come to the New Testament. You got the 12 apostles. One, of course, was destroyed because he backslid. Another was put in his place. And then you got Apostle Paul, and even those in the last years and 100 of years and 50 years and 40 years and 10 years and those who went to see God even this year of 2017. He has all that. He knows every one of them. He knows all about them. He knows everything about their person. Now, let me give you number five. He has the DNA to resurrect every man and woman that will be resurrected. He has their perfect DNA in his great library of information and wisdom. I mean, a catalog so full of data that it's amazing. In the heart of God, in the mind of God, in the mind of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So that the DNA of every man and woman resurrected is in the heart of God, in the mind of God. That's awesome. And we will be resurrected. If we have died, we will be resurrected the very same person we were when we went to that grave. We will look like we looked. We will know as we are known. I will be Joseph Robert Chambers in eternity. I will look like Joseph Robert Chambers in eternity, except I'll have a glorified body. And it will be spotlessly beautiful. It will be breathtakingly wonderful. Awesome. So the DNA, he has to have everybody's DNA. Then he's got to be prepared to cleanse the second heavens above us. See, the second heavens is where the devil has his reign. That's got to be cleansed. That's got to be purified. That's got to be renewed. That's got to be completely changed, okay? Completely clean, cleansed. That's an awesome miracle. Did you hear me? That's an awesome miracle. Absolutely. He will purify the very atmosphere we will breathe up in those heavens. He will purify not just the geography, but the atmosphere in the geography. He will cleanse it so that we will breathe a perfect air, a perfect sunshine, a perfect spring day, a perfect weather. All of that taking place at that rapture. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? And then miraculously, Jesus will leave the presence of the Father and descend into the heavens above us. He will ascend into the mid-air, the Bible calls it. That's below the second heavens, in the top edge of our heavenly realm where we can, breathe, etc. And so he comes down supernaturally right out of the heavens, right through the second heavens, to appear in the mid-air and to call us up, to call us up. Then there will be a call. There will be a call by the trumpet. There's got to be a trumpet that sounds so miraculously and so awesomely that the whole world hears it. All over this globe at the same moment, the world will hear it when Jesus comes in those clouds. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Now, you got to understand, I believe that earth and heavens in inhabitants will see him, because directly involved with him will be angels by the multitudes. I almost couldn't read my writing. Angels by the multitude that will come down with him and descend to defeat the devil's kingdom in the air. Now, we're talking about miraculous, awesome things connected. Then, in connection with this, he's going to open the gates of hell. And so, demon spirits that have been preserved in the heart of the earth, in a bottomless pit, are going to be turned loose on this earth to be part of the tribulation period, to bring fear and horror and sorrow upon this earth. And most of all, and number 12, he's going to move the throne of God out of the Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem, into the mid-air so that it will become miraculously visible to this earth. the throne of God moved out of the heavenly temple, out of the great holy Jerusalem, somewhere in the great northern parts. He will move it into the midair, where it has been, where the midair has been cleansed, and he will be there to lead the 7-year period, to lead and direct the affairs of the 7-year period. And in chapter 6 of Revelation, the wicked will look up and see him sitting on his throne, and see the Son of God, and even see us shouting and having a hallelujah time in the realm above. Friend, most people have no idea all these awesome things. Now, I want you to call with any question about any of these events, and I want to hear from you. I want to know that I know that I know that you're hearing me and that we can share these things together. And I had to read them fast because an hour is not much time to do all that I'm doing. And I'm trying hard to bring it to you. And so I can awake you to what is about to happen. Why don't preachers preach this kind of thing? Why don't they tell people what is about to happen? Why don't they know the tremendous things that are about to occur? Now, I need your phone. I need you on the phone. I want to make every ounce of this time count. And so the rest of my time, about 40 minutes, I want to spend it with you. Every one of you, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. You can call that from anywhere in the world. You need to dial 011 if you're coming out of another country. 011, then 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. I really want to hear from you. I was looking to make sure that's 011. All right, now call. Want to talk with you. Want to hear from you. We're going to have a great time together, and you on the air. May I help you?
Brother James, I got a question about the rapture.
Okay.
The Bible tells that the dead in Christ will get a new body. Okay. But we also get a new soul, or we get the soul that's already in heaven?
Oh, no. The soul that's in heaven comes back with your spirit to get the body. So your soul is eternal. Your soul is eternal. You'll either be a soul in hell or a soul in heaven. And when a person dies, their body goes back to the grave. But their spirit and their soul goes to heaven. And when Jesus comes, he brings that spirit and soul with him, and then they're resurrected to a new body.
Okay, so in other words, we get a new body, but we will retain the same soul.
Oh, absolutely. Your soul is eternal. The soul never, you remember that old song? You're not old as I am, but I remember Nashville, Tennessee, a grand old opera, and they used to sing that soul, where the soul never dies.
Hey, oh yeah,
That song.
I'm very familiar with that song. It's a fantastic song.
I know. I'd like to hear it again. Somebody needs to play that for me.
Yeah, and in closing, I'd just like to say I received the CD on hell by the brother that was up there at the church. That's a fantastic sermon. I just wish the world could hear it.
Well, that was the one that my associate preached, right? Brother Gans.
Yeah, I got it a few weeks ago.
Oh, that sermon is outstanding. Brother Gans, he's my associate. He's in training. He's still just a young man, you know, but he's in training. He's going to be a great pastor one of these days if Jesus tarries. He's associate pastor now, and he is a good preacher. And that was when anybody that don't have the sermon on the facts about hell, you ought to order it right now, and it's available on a CD, or it's available on DVD if you want to watch it or if you want to just hear it. And it's available. You can buy the DVD. We'll give you the CD.
You know, we don't hear much preaching on hell from most of the preachers anymore.
Oh, no. I that's the first one I'd heard in a long time. I've always preached on hell on kind of a repeat basis. It's got to be preached. It's a sin for a preacher not to preach on hell.
Yes, sir. I agree with that.
All right. Thank you, my friend. God bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I don't know what happened there. Let's go back and try again. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, hi. This is Eddie from Charlotte. I just wanted to comment on your amazing insight around when Hillary Clinton was not going to be elected president. I heard all of that, and I really appreciated what you had to say and shared it pretty widely with a group of friends that I have about your understanding and having heard from the Lord on that.
That was a miracle to me that God showed me that. I don't deserve anything special, but I knew it. I knew it right up to the day in the afternoon that the vote was being taken. The media had already went in all the way to 9 o'clock. Well, I'd come to church about 5, and the media was so convinced that she'd already won. And I was saying to God, now, God, are you going to hang me out to dry? Are you going to let me be embarrassed? Are you going to do what you told me you was going to do? And the Lord showed me in a moment's time. I had nothing to worry about. It was right on target. I grabbed my Bible. I went home and found my went to my library. I got in my recliner, got my tablet, which is, you know, like a computer. And I sat there and watched it and watched God change the whole picture.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I shared that pretty widely. And I know we don't have any biblical signs for the rapture, but I'm just wondering, in light of the times that we live in, what is your sense about the approaching of the end? And then I'll hang up.
You know, let me tell you real, no, don't hang up. Let me tell you that nobody will ever know when Jesus is coming. But everything that points to him coming is already finished. I mean, Israel's in its place. The mark of the beast is ready. Nothing not ready. I mean, the world is in a great state of apostasy. The church world is probably 90 to 95% apostatized. I mean, completely, they don't even believe what I'm telling and saying today. I don't understand it. How can they be so dumb with the Bible so plain? But it's apostasy. Apostasy blinds people. And our generation is blinded. And people go to these churches and they don't like what they hear. They don't like it. That it's nothing but a song and a dance and a social order. But they'll keep going because their daddy went there and their mother went there and they were born there. Or they are of that denomination stripe and they aren't going to change hell or high water. And most of them are going to miss the rapture.
Yep, I agree with you. And thank you so much for taking the call.
I am delighted, my dear friend. You know, it is a joy to try to minister to people on this hour. And now I'm looking for your call. I'm supposed to have gotten a call from WSTS down east, and neither one of them have come. Where you at, man? Where you at, Terry? Where you at? I want to know we're on down there. And we were on last week, I found out. But I've lost many of my listeners, maybe. You got tired of waiting. You got tired of being unsure. I want to hear from a number of you and tell me how many times you know it was off. I need to know that when I pay the rest of the bill, okay? Now, while I'm sitting here, I got to tell you again. This week and these next 5 weeks, six counting today, are going to be very telling to me about what kind of audience I have on radio, what kind of audience I have on internet, what kind of audience I have on Facebook, and how much do you care about what we're doing. I'm 81 years of age, and I'm here to stay. I'm here till the rapture takes place, or till I go to meet the Lord, if my strength will hold up, and I believe it will. But I need your help. And I'm looking for this 6 weeks to be miraculous. I'm asking for $20,000 without a question, and I'm believing God for it, and I'm believing you to help God take care of it, okay? God does nothing without us. God does nothing without us. God doesn't perform a miracle without us with faith and believing and obedience. You know, we can do nothing without God. God will not do anything without us. Now grab your phone and call the ladies and commit your 1,000. Or commit your 500. Or commit your 10,000. Or your 100. Or your 10. Whatever you're capable of. I'll love you tenors as much as I'll love the hunderers. I'm serious. I don't know. That's not good words, I know, but you understand it anyway. So I want to hear from you. Grab your phone. 704-391-0588. 704. I'll put it up just a moment this time, and I'm going to stay right there so I don't leave it. Okay, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, 011-011. I want to hear from you. You are important. You are very important. I care about you. You are special to me. And now I think I have two. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Joe, I've been trying to get you the last 10 minutes. Finally got through. But I want to let you know you're on the air in Lumberton area, WSTS. And we really miss you down here. You was on last week, but you've been missing a lot of Saturdays. And we look forward to hearing you, but you've been off about here lately.
I'm so glad, my dear friend. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Do you really love this program?
Yes, I do.
Will you pray for God to give me now about 1,000 people in these 6 weeks to give their portion, whatever God moves their heart to give, and meet my $20,000 need?
Yes, sir. We all want to give and help out and take some of that burden off Brother Joe.
Okay, that's what I'm praying for. And see, every station, we're going to keep a record. Which station is supporting me? And if I have stations that just don't help me make the budget, then I have to move on and just let people hear me on Internet and Facebook, which is worldwide. Internet and Facebook's worldwide. I mean, nobody, if you have a computer, if you have a computer, there's no excuse anybody in the world not hearing me. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, we still want you on the radio down here.
God bless you. Jim, Tim Powers, Dr. Powers, it's a joy to have you today.
It's great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice on the Internet. And we've been listening to you for many years.
You know, you told me about hearing me when I interviewed Virginia Motlinecock. That had to have been right at 20 years ago.
It's been a long time, and... And the wonderful thing about that was I knew you disagreed with her and she disagreed with you, but you were such a kind gentleman to her and showed us you were a great example of how we talk with folks we disagree with.
You know, we ought to be that way with everybody. That's why this election and the whole fight since the election, I don't understand. If you lose an election, why do you act like an idiot, you know? And did you notice now this week, the witches of the world, this is according to the news, I've seen it both on Fox and also on Drudge, the witches of the world have united to cast spells and to destroy Donald Trump.
Well, I believe we can rebuke those folks in the name of Jesus and get rid of these unclean spirits.
Before I go off the air today, we're going to bind the spirits of the witches and the demonic crowd. We're going to bind them in the name of Jesus, and we're going to believe God to put them to naught and save them. I mean, we're not praying for them to go to hell, but to be you know, brought to Christ. Tim, let me tell you something. I was thinking about this before the broadcast. In the tribulation period, the witches and the Satan worshipers will be the center stage. Is that right?
That's going to be a scary time.
You know, I mean, during the tribulation, the witches are going to be at home. And the reason they hate Donald Trump is because he's against globalism. He's against many of the things that the spirit of the Antichrist is in favor of. Just like this week when he eliminated executive order of Obama about the transgender using the bathroom of their choice. I mean, that was a powerful move.
Although the one world government crowd, they're beside themselves right now. The globalists, you know.
The globalists, the one worlders, the pro-abortionists, the pro-transgender. I mean, that crowd is crazy.
Well, you've had a lot of angry calls for the years. And I remember many of those, and I remember the day not long ago when your brother was reminding you about how you said, I don't see Hillary Clinton winning this election, and the people called mad. I mean, you really got in their politics and made them mad and angry. And then probably some of the ugly calls I heard you get when you were preaching against Calvinism, the doctrine of Calvinism, people got really ugly enough.
Oh, there is a big move toward Calvinism because it makes for a convenient gospel. You preach Calvinism and you can't run anybody off because they can either choose or not choose or whatever, but everybody's okay. Everybody's going to go to heaven that God intended. It's a horrible, horrible theology.
You know, and something that's popular now is in the popular press, let's bash Israel, you know. Israel is the cause of all the problems.
Yes, yes.
It's messed everything up. And I'm glad that you stand to support Israel. I mean, he that watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps.
Absolutely. Has angels on the walls of Jerusalem.
That's right. That's right. And we want to be a friend with them. We want to be counted amongst the sheep nation and not the goats.
Dr. Powers, I really appreciate you. You've always helped me. You've been a blessing. And I hope you'll take just a minute here and tell people out there how important it is that they get behind me and help me. I said a while ago, I've had to give up my salary many times to stay on the radio. My wife and I have no savings. We're in the 80s, and we don't care about it. Because we know God is our security. Our future is in the hands of God. It cannot fail. And so we trust Him. But if we had some helpers, it would make it easier for me at my age.
Well, I think you've been a tireless work for the Lord. I remember when I first started listening to you, you were on a local radio station here in Knoxville.
Yes, I remember that.
And they changed their format to old station. And so they didn't have any religious broadcasting or any talk radio, and then you got on the net. I've lost you there for a little while, but we've been listening on the internet for years. I just implore people to support this. There's so few people, so few pastors that are preaching the word the way it should be, and we got to keep this man on the radio. We got to support this man. And listen, you minister to many people, probably far more than people know.
I will never know. Anywhere I go, any country in the world, I get calls from Australia. I get calls from, you know, different countries in all parts of the world. We look at the internet. It keeps a record. And 1 month, I just looked and we had 28 different countries that came on the internet that month at our material. And we had, in 1 month's time, well over 100 from China.
Oh, that's fabulous. And you'll never know. And there's like a lot of local folks shut in, can't get out. You know, you go to the nursing home, assisted living, these folks have trouble with mobility getting out, and you may be the only church these people get. And I think it's important that we support this ministry. I implore folks to get behind this. You know, so many times we ask the pastor, pray for me, help me, here's my problem. And many times we don't minister to the pastor, and we need to minister to you and pray for you and lift you up and give you strength. I don't want to think about a world without Joe Chambers around here. And we got
you're kind.
Get going strong. And so, but I hope I implore people to support you because it's a wonderful ministry. It's great. We need to keep you on this internet, on the local radio station as much as possible.
Isn't it wonderful that internet now, anywhere in the world, you can take an iPod telephone in your hand, just like this one I got right here. You can take that anywhere in the world and hear this radio, watch this radio program.
Absolutely.
Not just hear it, but watch it. Depending on what your instrument is, we are heard from one end of the globe to the other. And it's thrilling. It really is. And I love it. And though I'm getting older, and though my eyes aren't as good as they used to be, and my ears aren't as good as they used to be, you know, that's okay. I want to wear me out for the gospel.
That's right. Well, keep on keeping on, and you've learned how to use these new technologies that can be used for good or for evil. You're using it for good. People, I believe, are benefiting. I've been challenged by the things you've said, and I feel like I'm better for it. I think more people need to hear this.
I've got to go here. What about these 12 supernatural, awesome things that are connected intimately with the rapture of the church?
Well, it's breathtaking day. I mean, it's breathtaking to see these things happening. I saw a brother had been to Israel. He showed a picture of the golden menorah that's been rebuilt. They're getting ready for to start the temple again, I'm sure.
And, well, that could be added to this list. There's so many things. And as the week goes, now I got 6 weeks. I'm going to stay on this theme, and it's going to be great. And I'm excited all the way. Listen, I got to take a call. You and my friend, Tim, I love you in the Lord. Tell your wife I said hello. And I remember talking to her one day, probably 30 minutes, and she was a dear soul.
Well, thank you, and God bless you, and we'll be in touch.
God bless. Bye-bye. You on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, you on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I had somebody there. Oh, I guess they're gone. I found out right quick. Now call 1-800-338-788. Maybe that was one I was supposed to go to. I forget sometimes. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers.
Hey, my brother.
How are you? I just wanted to call you and let you know that you're coming in loud and clear on WSTS out of Fairmont, North Carolina.
So you're hearing me in Fairmont?
Yes, sir. It's broadcasting in South Carolina very clear as I've heard you in a while. And I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate the enthusiasm that you express toward God. And you always bless my heart. And I just want you to know that you're always in my prayers. And thank you so much for keeping me lifted. And thank you for sharing the word of God with everybody else. And the truth is welcome, even though the devil's going to try to fight the truth.
Are you looking for the rapture?
Yes.
Do you expect it any moment?
Yes, sir.
It could be today. Did you know if the rapture would take place today, it would only be 7 years until we'd be back on this earth as the raptured saints, and Jesus would be sitting on David's throne in Jerusalem, and we would reign and rule this world for 1,000 years in a kingdom of peace. There'd be no Republicans and no Democrats and no party of any political persuasion anywhere in the world. It would all be the kingdom of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that could be in as little as 7 years.
That sounds so sweet. I tell you what, when you were saying that, you make my stomach just jump around.
That's wonderful. Bless your sweetheart. I love you, brother.
Love you too. And God.
Love you now. God bless. Now call. We got open lines. We'll take your call. We're talking about the awesome supernatural events that all take place around the rapture. Now, we will talk about these week by week, although we have different subjects week by week. I mean some exciting subjects. They are exciting to me. Oh, where is that list of them? I got them here somewhere. I don't know where I laid them. Well, that's okay. Every week will be something different. Next week, we're going to deal with the body a believer will have. What kind of body will you have in the rapture? What kind of body will you go up in the sky with? What kind of body will people come out of the grave with? What will we look like? What kind of capacities will we have? What kind of abilities will we have? I'm going to go through that whole thing and do my best to make it real. And I'm excited about it. You need to know because, friend, God's people are the most blessed people on the face of this earth. We live for things that are out of sight. They are so grand. Now, the lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. The local number that I hope everybody will use if you can, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, I'm going to take a moment while you are calling. The lines are open. Don't waste my time. Don't waste this radio time. Get on your phones and let's hear your question about the things we are talking about, okay? I want you to receive them, and I want you to fill them, and let me go to the internet here and see if I've got any questions that I have. Ooh, well, I'm glad. I like that. Here one, will Christians who have been cremated go in the rapture? A Christian who was cremated by their family, and they were saved. They were living a godly, saved life, will go in the rapture. Now, if a person themselves chose to be cremated, that would be up to, I won't even try to answer. That is a horrible thing. Creation is a practice of the heathen world, not a practice of Christians. I don't believe in creation and cremation at all. Creation, I do believe in. But cremation, I don't believe in. I don't believe you ought to be cremated. And if your family decides it after you've died because they're just stingy, don't want to pay for your burial, then that will not affect you as long as in your heart you died a saint of the living God. Okay? Very good question. Are there people who call themselves Christians who will not go in the rapture? A multitude who call themselves Christians, but they don't have on the wedding garment. They live an old cheap, selfish life. They don't live a born-again, God-fearing life. And so they will not go in the rapture. Just that simple. Now, these many things, I gave them to you. I have them in front of me on the internet. And hey, if you want them emailed to you, it probably will be Monday, but you're welcome to call and say, email me the 12 things that awesomely, supernaturally happen in connection with the rapture. Okay? We'll send them to you. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Here is somebody. This is the great. I am asking you to help us if we launch a non-denominational church. No, I didn't mean to read that one. That has nothing to do with the program, okay? I don't see anything else here. So if you have a question you want to send on email, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. You are special to me, friend, and I want to hear from you. Now, grab your phone. I'm sitting here waiting on you. Time for calls. What have I got on my phone here? My calls are all empty right now, but you grab a phone. I'll do my best to answer your question. Hey, this is great. Hey, are you listening to me? I got to have your help. Now, radio is expensive, thousands of dollars every month. And I need you to help me. I'm asking the Lord and you for $20,000 these 6 weeks. That's cash money. And I'm asking you to commit yourself to a monthly contribution. I mean, there are people out there that could easily give $100 a month. Some could give $1,000. And would never know the difference in their lifestyle. And your money ought not to be laid up and all something for selfish living. You ought to live for Jesus. Your whole life ought to be tied up in living a godly life, friend. That's the kind of life that really counts. That's the kind of life that really counts. So give yourself and call right now to make contributions. They'll put it on a MasterCard, Visa card, whatever. I want you to call. I want to hear from you all during the week this week. We are going to see God give us a miracle. We're going to see God give us a miracle. And you need to be part of that miracle, okay? 6 weeks, and I will decide in each category what program is not supporting itself and where I need to end a radio program. So if you're hearing me up in West Virginia, you're hearing me up in Maryland, you're hearing me all around Charlotte, you're hearing me in Gastonia, you're hearing me in Concord, you're hearing me all through the East, all through the East North Carolina, I want you to get involved and help me pay the way. Okay? I'm depending on it. I'm going to say it over and over to you until you respond, okay? The phones are open. You can call right now and make your contribution. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
You had a real important question.
Okay.
All right. And the four gospels, it's one of them, maybe all four, we're talking about they that sleep in the dust of the earth. Some of them rise unto resurrection. Some of them to eternal life. Some of them to damnation of hell. In the last book of Daniel, it says the same thing. Now, who is it that sleeps in the dust of the earth? Is it your soul? Is it your spirit? Is it both of them?
You know, I don't know what you're asking, sir. Say that again. Make it a little shorter, though.
No cut on my side. Thank you on my side. Thank you.
Right, now, quit that. Quit putting on a show, okay? What is your question?
The question is, in the book of Daniel, I'll leave you that one and leave the four gospels out, but it speaks about it. It says when they that are in the dust of the earth, they that sleep are in the dust of the earth. Now some of them shall be resurrected to everlasting life, and some of them to the damnation of hell.
Well, that's the wicked and the righteous. The righteous go to heaven and the wicked go to hell. Thank you for calling, sir. Now, give us a call quickly. We want to hear from you. You're important. 1-800-338-7884. Local, please. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Hey, my friend, I want to tell you, it is a dark hour. It is a very dark hour. And God's calling us to see His glory and His majesty. Now, you heard me a while ago, and I'm a very plain, honest man. I don't believe in a show of religion. Now, I hear somebody trying to talk in tongues, and I know by the Spirit it's not the Holy Ghost. I stop them. I don't want to hear it because I know we must not have this kind of show. I believe in speaking in tongues, brother. Believe me, I believe in praying in the Spirit. But I don't believe in people doing it as a show. I don't believe in people doing it, and you can tell when it's just a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal, and I'm responsible to be a judge in those things as a man of God, as a pastor, and I don't tolerate it in our service when people get out of order and they put on a show. I'm going to stop them, but I love the move of the Holy Spirit. Now, we got about 12 minutes, and I want your call, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. Let's don't waste a minute. I want to hear from you. I want to know your question. And I want you involved with me in making this broadcast greater and larger and bigger and reaching more people than ever before. I really do. I really do. I want to see the glory and the majesty of Almighty God. I want to see His holiness. I want to see His mighty hand. He is a God that is beyond all human understanding. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now remember, I gave you 12 things that are going to happen awesome supernaturally at the rapture. Now, here's a booklet. And all 12 of them are listed right in the front of this booklet. When you call today and ask for it, it's free. This booklet is entitled The Many Supernatural Events of the Rapture. The Many Supernatural Events of the Rapture. That's the name of it. It's a large booklet. I will send it free to everybody who calls. And in it will be listed in order 1 through 12, the 12 awesome supernatural things that happens in connection with the rapture. Hey, you need those. Every preacher out there needs to preach them. You could preach several sermons with this material. You really could. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, hi, Mr. Chambers. I have a question about the scripture that says, in coincidence.
Wait a minute now. Say that again and say it a little bit louder. Hold your phone back and say it kind of loud so I can make sure I get it.
I was going to ask a question about the scripture that says, in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, that the dead in Christ will rise. I know we watch a lot of movies and stuff that show just in a split second that the church is going to be raptured. I just have questions about that because a lot of people watch these movies and I don't know if that's the way it's really going to happen or is that just the way movies portray it. I wouldn't think it would happen that quick.
The rapture will take place and the very announcement of the rapture occurring will be this trumpet. It will be a trumpet that the whole world will hear. I believe the sinner will hear it sitting in a bar drinking. His bar glass will probably shatter in front of him because of the intensity of that trump. It will be a trumpet sound like the world has never heard. Nobody will doubt when it happens that it's supernatural. Nobody will doubt that it's real. And as that trumpet sounds, immediately the Son of God will appear in the sky above us, in the midair. He will be visible to the world. They will be able to see Him if they're out looking, if they're anywhere where it's availability, they will see Him. And the world will know that the greatest time of human history has begun. It will be the announcement of the beginning of the end. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. That's what I thought. I know the movies portray it that everybody, the church is going to just be gone in the twinkling of an eye and people are going to start saying, oh, what happened to everybody?
See, I don't believe that. I disagree. The rapture is not going to be a secret event. The rapture is going to be a worldwide event. And there will be very few people that don't know about it immediately. The people asleep, you know, different parts of the world. There will be situations. But normally, if they didn't hear about it during the night, they will certainly see it on the paper the next morning. And they will hear it on the news. And the neighbors will be talking about it. It will be a worldwide event.
Thank you so much, Brother Chambers. I agree with you completely. And me and my husband listen to your program every Saturday. And just keep letting God use you and doing what you're doing.
I'm going to do it with all my heart. And you on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please?
Reverend Chambers, when John was speaking to the seven churches in Revelation.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they Gentile churches?
The seven churches of Revelation. Ask me the question you asked again. Your voice is breaking down a little bit on me.
I wanted to know if the seven churches, the Gentile churches, are unsaved or are they Christian, godly churches, spiritual churches, when he was warning them the admonitions for the seven churches in Revelation?
You know, I believe that there's a three-way way you can interpret the seven churches. I believe they all existed at the time that John wrote this. They were individual churches. They existed. I believe each one of those churches represent an age. Ephesus was the first age. Laodicea is the last of the ages. And they represent a specific time during the 2,000-year church age. I believe there is a church now in the world that matches every one of the seven. I believe they are just a kind of picture of the church as a whole and the different aspects. There are Laodicean churches right now. There are some Ephesus churches right now. There's a lot of people that have left their first love, and that was the church at Ephesus. And then you've got right on down through the list, and you can see them in three ways. Churches then, different ages, and churches now. Does that clear it?
Yes, but they're not Gentile unsaved people.
Well, see, there's churches just like every one of them right now. Where are you in those seven churches? Are you ready for the rapture? See, the church, the sixth church, the Philadelphia church, that's the rapture-ready church. He said they had a door that nobody could close. It was a door that God had opened. Now we're in the Laodicean period. See, I believe the Philadelphia church, I believe it's right here. Let's put it on the top. That's number six. Laodicean church, right here. I believe they both are simultaneously existing, and the Philadelphia church is going in the rapture. The Laodicean church is going into the tribulation period.
Okay, thank you.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you so very much, dear lady. Now call us quickly. I got 5 minutes. These have been great calls. This has been a wonderful time. Now, let me tell you again, 6 week period, doing an effort to build up our support, to pay our radio bills. I'm $10,000-$12,000 behind right now, and I just paid several thousand. We need your help. I want to get this thing caught up. I want to get it off my back. I want to make it a blessing, and I want to get my own expense money once in a while, which I don't get normally, because paying the bills, paying for radio, and don't want to close out nothing. I love it. But, you've got to help me. I'm asking for a miracle, supernatural miracle. Right now you can call and make your contribution. You can send it in the mail, and we'll get it on Monday or Tuesday. Very simple to go on the internet. You can put it on our PayPal account. That's very much right on the internet. I mean, you can do anything you want to, but you can help, and I need you. I need you involved. $20,000 is my minimal, and I'm going to be bringing it to you with all my heart. I don't want to be a money beggar. I've never been one, but I do have to pay the bills, and I need your help. Now, I've got 3 or 4 minutes here. Let me see what time it is. I got 5 minutes, and I want you on the air. I got 5 minutes, and I want you on the air. You're important to me. I hope you know you're important. There's nobody out there that's not important to Brother Chambers. I care about you. I'm here to be a blessing to you. Now keep calling. You on the air. May I help you, please?
James?
Yes.
I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. My name is Steve.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. I just want to say you have been a blessing this morning on the internet watching you. And I want to send you $100. And you have very blessed my blessing.
Well, I am delighted, sir. Chattanooga, Tennessee. You remember the song, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy?
Yes, sir.
I remember that one from long ago. Oh, great day. Well, listen, you are a joy. I'm going to put you on the line with my telephone people. And they'll take your name and address. I want to send you a gift. And we will appreciate your gift to us, okay?
Thank you.
I'm putting you on hold, so stay right there. This is line one. Let me make sure I get the right button. Line one, ladies, gentlemen, please help that dear man. He's making a contribution. Everybody out there needs to do that. Hey, you can call. You can put it on your card. You can send a check. You can put it on PayPal. We just want you to help us pay the bills. That's all. That's all. Now, we are talking about the rapture. Do you understand that it is imminent? It could start any moment. I mean, it could happen before I'm off this air. Somebody says, how do you know when it's going to be? I don't know when it's going to be. That's the beauty of it. It's not going to be announced on CNN, nor Fox, nor any other news. They'll announce it after it's over, but they'll probably have some screwed up idea. I mean, they won't announce it like I would announce it. I promise you that. But I won't be here to do no announcing because I'm planning to go, friend. I'm planning to go. I got to go. One time for one more call. Hey, remember now, this is Open Bible Telecast. That's Internet and Facebook. Open Bible Dialogue. That's radio all over this area, all over different parts of the country. I wish it was everywhere, but couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford it, I promise you. Radio's expensive, but I'm glad for your help. And I know I'm going to have a lot of response. I am looking for it to be breathtaking. The telephone people will stay here as long as you call and make a contribution or call to get material. Either way, you'll be treated the same. If you just want this wonderful article and these 12 things and you don't want to give anything, we'll still send you this and love you just as much, okay? Is that fair enough? Now, the number to call, I'm going to put it up. I'm going to leave it up now. I'm going to leave it up for you to have because I want you to call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. You can email us with your request. You can email us with your gift. You can go on PayPal. I mean, we're just here to be a blessing to you. That's all I can say. And now, next week, we're going to deal with what kind of body you will have in the resurrection. We're going to talk about just the whole beauty of the moment after the rapture, the moment after the resurrection. We'll try to cover a little period there, at least 7 years, from the rapture to the Battle of Armageddon when we come back down to the earth, and what kind of body you will have, what kind of glory you can enjoy, what kind of excitement you will be thrilled to, the people you will see, the things that will occur in your life. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be something spectacular. That's all I can say. And I'm not going to miss it. And I don't want you to miss it. But you better get ready. Quit playing games. Get your life right with God. Now, the numbers to call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. Email me now at jrc. Email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. Okay? You are wonderful. I love you. I care about you. You're special to me. I want to be a blessing to you. And I'm going back to that beautiful song. It's not over yet, friend. It's not over yet, friend. It's not over. Oh, I like that.
Disappointment. Woo! And trouble everywhere. Many discouraged, and I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, then we'll sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus and my love. Just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over the sea. So I'll keep watching and waiting in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. Keep your eyes. few more days to labor. Then we'll sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus and my loved ones gone before. There's a better day a coming. We're not just a few more days to labor. There will